Lawyers are making their closing arguments in the shooting of an unarmed black man by residents of a Georgia suburb. Three men face murder and other charges for the February 23, 2020 shooting that sparked outrage after a video of the incident was leaked online. Lead prosecutor Linda Donikowski took the case after her predecessor was indicted for allegedly favoring suspects in the case. She gave the prosecution's closing argument against the three defendants.
All three of these defendants made assumptions about what was going on that day, and they made their decision to attack Ahmaud Arbery in their driveways because he was a black man running down the street.
Prosecutors say the defendants chased Arbery, cornered him with their pickup trucks, and shot him dead. The defendants say they were trying to make a citizen's arrest.
There's only one decision. He is not guilty on all charges.
Jason Sheffield is the lawyer for Travis McMichael, the alleged shooter.
If this was a case about wanting to murder a black jogger, if this was really a case about that, Travis would not have reacted the way he reacted. It was described to you by Brooke Perez. She talked about how totally freaked out he looked, how totally discombobulated he was, and she was right.
Prosecutors say McMichael and his father, Gregory McMichael, followed Arbery and were joined by defendant William Roddy Bryan, who videotaped the event. Kevin Goh is Bryan's lawyer.
The inconvenient truth is that Roddy Bryan did not know and could not know that these men were armed until moments before Mr. Arbery's tragic death. He did not know and could not know that Arbery would be shot. And by that time, sadly, there was nothing Roddy Bryan could do to prevent this tragedy. Roddy Bryan didn't shoot anyone. At the time of the shooting, he was some distance back. He was armed only with his cell phone.
Lawyer Laura Hoag represents Gregory McMichael. She says the three men were acting within their rights by attempting to make a citizen's arrest.
We work hard for our stuff. It's ours, and no one has the right to take it. And we should never, ever have to fear intruders. The police can be counted on to help, to respond. But they can't be everywhere, and they can't be everything. A good neighborhood is always policing itself.
Plaintiffs say the three men had no probable cause to make a citizen's arrest, and they were never threatened by Arbery, who was unarmed. Prosecutor Donikowski emphasized that point.
Who brought the shotgun to the party? Who took the shotgun out of the car? Who pointed the shotgun? The guy's running away from them for 5 minutes. Here's the thing, you cannot create the danger to yourself. That means you cannot be the initial unjustified aggressor. You can't create the situation and then go, I was defending myself. You just can't do it.
The defense lawyers wrapped up their arguments Monday. Prosecutor Donikowski is expected to give a 2-hour rebuttal on Tuesday before the case goes to the jurors, including 11 whites and one African American. Meanwhile, the three defendants also face federal hate crime charges, and they're scheduled to go to trial in that case in February. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.